Day 28, Evening. The Foundation and Capstone of Lawlessness. In our last meditation, we considered that disregarding or breaking the Great Command is the great sin. It was a bit sobering. Let's not let up. I'd like us to take a look at a verse that is one of the most serious warnings in the entire Bible. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Matthew 7:21-23. Lawlessness as a topic covers a wide range of offenses. Although not generally the subject of concentrated focus, the foundation and capstone of lawlessness is antipathy or apathy toward the foremost command. Jesus' dread foretelling followed the self-description of people who are actively involved with the appearance of godliness manifested in spiritual illumination and power. They prophesied. They delivered people from demons. They performed many miracles. However, they didn't love him. They practiced lawlessness. In contrast, of the apostolic company Paul led, he wrote, "We have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." 2 Corinthians 4:2. The self-professed heroes of the faith addressed in Matthew 7 were involved with ministry, yet, despite their protestations of loving loyalty, those addressed by Jesus did not love God. Paul speaks to this potential problem in 1 Corinthians 13. What Paul wrote was in harmony with his Messiah's words. In that chapter, we see this: miraculous giftings, dedication, and self-sacrifice can be done without the motivation of love. The verdict on these things is that they are profitless manifestations of a meaningless life. 1 Corinthians 13:2b, 3b. "I am nothing. It profits me nothing." 1 Corinthians 13 continues a discussion of the mutual ministry of the community of believers. In the beginning of that section, a description of love's actions and attitudes toward one another is emphasized. At the end of the chapter, the discussion morphs into an emphasis upon our attitudes toward the Lord as we endure this age. We are living before that which is perfect comes. When the Lord returns, we shall know fully as we have been fully known. Meanwhile, faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Faith is directed toward God as our hope and love. Now, suppose the beginning of the chapter includes our love for God that affects our love for others. Let's read it as if God were to be the prioritized object of our love. 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love toward God and the brethren, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love toward God and the brethren, I am nothing. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love toward God and the brethren, it profits me nothing. Let's work with this a bit. We're called to have faith in who God really is, hope because of who God really is, and love for who God really is. Our faith and hope in Him build our love for Him. The one who loves God need never fear being ultimately disqualified. Paul trumpeted this truth. 1 Corinthians 8:3, if anyone loves God, he is known by Him. Again, let us turn to our God and ask Him to refresh, strengthen, and maintain our love for Him. Let us not trust our own efforts. We are those who put no confidence in the flesh, Philippians 3:3b. Instead, we receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit reveals the nature of God, guiding our hearts into God's heart. 1 Corinthians 2:10. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. Ponder that and ask, in Jesus' name, Father, may your Spirit strengthen my faith, hope, and love toward you. By your Spirit, reveal His perspective of who you are.
Thank you for listening to Love and More with David Harwood. David is the pastor of Restoration Fellowship in Glen Cove, New York, and the author of several books, including God's True Love, For the Sake of the Fathers, and his latest, Growing in Love with God. You can find all of these books, with links to purchase them, on loveofgodproject.org. God's True Love is also available on Audible, and the others will be following shortly. Thank you. And please help us out by sharing this podcast with your loved ones.